CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 19th of March, 2023. Here are the main news headlines: RSGB AGM and elections, RSGB board vacancy for a nominated director, tonight at 8 webinar. Voting for candidates in the RSGB elections is now open. On the Society's website, you can see details about the calling notice, resolutions, elected board director candidate statements, and video interviews, as well as the voting process and a link to vote. Voting ends at 9 a.m. on Thursday, the 13th of April. The RSGB will be holding its AGM online this year on Saturday, the 15th of April, and will live stream the event. This year, the RSGB members have the opportunity to submit written questions in advance or ask questions via the live chat on YouTube during the AGM. You can read further information in the April Radcom and on the Society's webpage at rsgb.com/AGM. The resignation of Richard Horton, G4AOG, has left the RSGB board vacancy for a nominated director. The Society needs to embrace new methods of working to help meet the challenging needs of the amateur community. Candidates with experience of change management, for example, would be welcome. The RSGB needs a strong and effective board. This could be your opportunity to be part of that. To find out more, go to the Volunteer Vacancies section on the RSGB website, or for an informal discussion, please email Nominations Committee Chairman Stephen Purser, GW4SHF, at nominations.chair@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB's Tonight at 8 live webinar series continues on Monday, the 3rd of April, with a presentation called Sheep Warrior, a high-altitude balloon flight and a recovery system by Heather Nichols, M0HMO. Heather will cover an introduction to flying high-altitude balloons, the radio systems involved, some science experiments she did on her flights, the recovery system developed to help find the payload when it lands, and of course lots of pictures from almost the edge of space. You can ask questions live during the presentation via the RSGB YouTube channel or special BATC channel. Find out more about this and other webinars on the RSGB website under Webinars. Barry Lewis, G4SJH, the RSGB's microwave manager, is the IARU lead on WRC23 AI9.9.1b. He reports that the IARU has carried out the only statistical study regarding the WRC-related 23 SEMS Galileo issue. You can read more information about it on the IARU Region 1 website at iaru-r1.org. The post includes links to the background and updates of the developments. The RSGB has received a statement from National Hamfest, Lincoln Limited, confirming that due to several factors there will not be a National Hamfest event in 2023. The organisers of the event say there'll be a bigger and better event next year at Newark Showground on the 27th and 28th of September 2024. To read the full statement from National Hamfest Lincoln Limited, visit nationalhamfest, all one word, .org.uk. Now for details of rallies and events, the Hack Green Military Surplus and Military Radio Hangar Sale will take place on Sunday the 2nd of April. The venue will be the Hack Green Secret Nuclear Bunker, Nantwich in Cheshire, CW58AL. The sale will include electronic equipment, amateur gear components, military radio items and vehicle spares. For more information, email coldwar@hackgreen.co.uk or visit www.hackgreen.co.uk. Yeovil Amateur Radio Club's 37th QRP convention takes place on Saturday the 15th of April at the Digby Hall, Sherborne in Dorset, DT93AA. Doors open 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. and admission is £3. The convention will feature talks, traders, bring and buy, club stalls and a cafe. More information, yeovil-arc.com, or contact QRP at yeovil-arc.com. The Cambridgeshire Repeater Group Rally will take place on Sunday the 16th of April. The venue will be Foxton Village Hall, Hartman Road, Foxton in Cambridge, CB226RN. Doors open at 7:30 a.m. for traders, 9:30 a.m. for visitors. Admission is £3. The rally will feature talk-in, trade stands, bring and buy, an RSGB bookstall and free car parking. For more information, contact Lawrence, M0LCM, on 07941 972 724. Email rally figures 2023 at cambridgerepeaters.net and see cambridgerepeaters.net. The Holworthy Spring Rally and Boot Sale takes place on Sunday the 16th of April. The venue is Holworthy Livestock Market in Holworthy, Devon, EX227FA. There'll be plenty of parking, wheelchair access and a full catering available. The doors open to the public from 10 a.m. For more details, contact the club secretary, Ken, G7VJA. Email is m0omc at m0omc.co.uk and visit m0omc.co.uk. Now for special event news, GB1PAT and GB2PAT are special call signs for members of the Bush Valley Amateur Radio Club to use between the 1st and 28th of March, celebrating St Patrick's Day, which is the 17th of March. Three certificates are available for making contact with both call signs on different bands, QSL via Logbook of the World only. HH75RCH is the special call sign for the Haiti Radio Club, established on the 29th of March 1948, celebrating its 75th anniversary. The station will be active until the 1st of May. QSL via Club Logs OQRS or via N200. Special event station A60AP will be active until the 31st of August. The call sign is active in recognition of the United Arab Emirates Astronaut Programme, which was launched in 2017. The programme prepares crews of United Arab Emirates astronauts for missions to the International Space Station and other destinations in space, QSL via EA7FTR. DX News, Andy DK5ON will be active as PJ2-stroke call sign from Curaçao SA099 until Wednesday the 22nd of March. He'll operate SSB, CW and digital modes, 160 to 6 metre bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, Club Logs OQRS or via DK5ON Direct or via the Bureau. John N9EAG will be active as VP9-stroke call sign from Grand Turk Island, NA003, until Wednesday the 22nd of March. Activity will be mainly on SSB and some CW. He also plans to be active from the Columbus Landfall National Park for Parks on the Air. QSL via his home call, he'll upload his contacts to Club Log and possibly to Logbook of the World. Stefan F5UOW will be active as Fox Radio stroke call sign from Réunion Island, AF016, until Monday the 27th of March. He operates using CW, QSL via Logbook of the World. Sans VK4WXW has been on Willis Island, OC007, since October and will remain there till the end of April. He works at the Australian Bureau of Meteorology's weather monitoring station on the island. In his spare time, is QRV as VK9WX. Now the contest news, British Amateur Radio Teledata Group HF RITI contest started at 0200 UTC on Saturday the 18th of March. It runs till 0200 UTC on Monday the 20th of March using RITI, 80 to 10 metre bands where contests are permitted. The exchange of signal report, serial number and time. On Tuesday the 21st of March, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes 1.3 gigs band. The exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Also Tuesday the 21st of March, the IRTS 80 metre evening counties contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC, CW and SSB 80 meter band. The exchange's signal reports serial number and county code. On Thursday, the 23rd of March, the 80 meter club championship runs from 2000 to 2130 using SSB 80 meter band. The exchange's signal report and serial number. CQ Worldwide WPX SSB contest starts at 0000 UTC on Saturday, the 25th of March, and ends at 2359 UTC on Sunday, the 26th of March. Using SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Now for the radio propagation report. Last week it was split into two in terms of HF propagation. They write, the first half of the week was characterized by excellent high band operations, with many people commenting on how good things were. The KP index was low, there was a lack of solar flares, and solar flux index was high. Perfect for HF. There were reports of openings to Hawaii and Alaska on 10 meters, and Bob MD0CCE said 10 meters had opened up to the Pacific every night for the last 5 or 6 days. But it didn't last, and by Wednesday it all went pear-shaped. The Earth was hit by fast solar wind with southward pointing, BZ, on Wednesday the 15th, which increased the KP index to 5.67. Its impact on the ionosphere was quick and very damaging, to such an extent that the two local digisons at Fairford and Chilton couldn't detect the F2 layer, leaving their traces blank. It happened again on Wednesday evening, with the KP index hitting 5.67 again. Luckily, it didn't last long, and the KP index was back down to less than 2 by the morning, and the MUFs over 3,000 kilometres was back over 28 megs by mid-mornings on Thursday. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will remain in the range of 135 to 145. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions are forecast for the 20th, but as we know, anything can happen at this point of the solar cycle. Look for low KP index, but above all, get on the bands and see what you can work. Now for the VHF and UP propagation news. The unsettled weather pattern seems likely to continue through the coming week, driven by an undulating jet stream over the British Isles. This will mean for another week there's unlikely to be much good tropo. But it's not all bad news, since unsettled parts of the weather story may introduce some rain scatter on gigahertz bands. The mention of jet stream should, in a month or so, raise the promise of some sporadic activity, which is often geographically related to the position of the jet streams. It's probably a bit early for that, although it could be worth considering a look at 10 and 6 metres as we move towards the end of the month. 10 metres and 6, if you're in the far southwest, can also give some good trans-equatorial propagation this time of year. This is typical of the changeover period from southern hemisphere to northern hemisphere sporadic activity. As usual, the chance of an aurora is still around, so keep watch out on the clusters or spaceweather.com for all the latest news. Early morning random meteors should stay on the checklist too. For EME operators, moon declination is low but rising, going positive again on Wednesday, meaning moon availability windows will lengthen. The moon is at perigee today, so path losses are at a minimum. 144 meg sky noise is low this week, apart from the whole of Tuesday, when the sun and moon are close to eclipse. It's perhaps worth reminding new licensees that preparing a good list of HF and VHF beacons to monitor can be worthwhile, especially in quieter times before the summer sporadic season gets underway. And that's it from the propagation team this week, and that's all from me likewise until next week.